Throughout this greatly speeded up day, continents slide about and bang together at a clip that seems positively reckless. Mountains rise and melt away, ocean basins come and go, ice sheets advance and withdraw. And throughout the whole, about 3 times every minute, somewhere on the planet there is a flashbulb pop of light marking the impact of a Manson-sized meteor, or one even larger. It's a wonder that anything at all can survive in such a pummeled and unsettled environment. In fact, not many things do for long. Perhaps an even more effective way of grasping our extreme recentness as a part of this 4.5 billion-year-old picture is to stretch your arms to their fullest extent and imagine that width as the entire history of the Earth. On this scale, according to John McPhee in Basin and Range, the distance from the fingertips of one hand to the wrist of the other is pre-Cambrian. All of complex life is in one hand, and in a single stroke with a medium-grained nail file, you could eradicate human history. Fortunately, that moment hasn't happened, but the chances are good that it will. I don't wish to interject a note of gloom just at this point, but the fact is that there is one other extremely pertinent quality about life on Earth. It goes extinct, quite regularly.